much. Good morning, family. Good morning. For those of us that don't know who we are, thank you, sir. This is Fenton, by the way. He's the evangelist here. No, seriously, my name is Kenson Desir. This is my lovely wife, Shayla Desir. And we have an opportunity to share a little bit with you guys the communion message. And, you know, this, what we're about to do, you know, this was done, you know, 2,000 years ago. Jesus and his disciples got together, and knowing that Jesus had this big task ahead of him, knowing he was going to leave them, he wanted to share this supper with them. And so, you know, in 1 Corinthians, it talks about when you take this bread and you take this juice, this wine that represents my blood, do this in remembrance of me. And so every Sunday for us, we get together and we stop everything to remember him, remember Christ. And for us today, we want to kind of go beyond just remembering his death, burial, and resurrection. We want to remember his life and just different facets of his life that was so spectacular that even to this day, it still resonates with millions and millions of people in this world. And so what we really want to talk about is Jesus' interaction with the poor, with the homeless, the harassed, the helpless. Like, his interaction with them was profound. He was able to connect individually and in an entire group. And that's what we want to kind of focus right now as we're about to take part in this supper. In Matthew chapter 25, picking up in verse 34, Jesus talks about what it meant to him when we reach out to the homeless, to the hopeless, to the harassed, to the poor. In verse 34, it says, "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come to you, come you who are blessed by my Father. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you?' The king will reply, 'I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.'" And this is where it became very real for us. Last week, we had an opportunity to join Northview in feeding the homeless on Martin Luther King Day. And so my family, we got together Sunday night, and you know, we started preparing things. We went shopping. We got all the stuff we were going to put together. And we had a short devotional just trying to prepare our kids to what they're about to see, because we live in Decula, and I can tell you there's nobody in real need in Decula, but we're going to Atlanta, where you're going to see people living under bridges, and you're going to see kids maybe without a home. You're going to smell some smells you've never smelt before, okay? And so I wanted you to be ready for what you're about to see, and I thought we did a great job of preparing them. And we still saw stuff that we did not anticipate. We got there, and we met at Woodruff Park. And, you know, we showed up there, and Northview was there. And people just started coming, you know. But before the people started coming, the kids were so anxious to go and reach them. So they would go to the outskirts of the park and just hand out bags to them of food and blankets and just different things. And, you know, if you can, just start showing the first picture. There's an image. There's this guy. So this homeless guy, we gave him a baggie. And, you know, he took it, and he thanked us. And then he kind of parked himself not too far from us. And he sat down, and it looks like he was just praying. Like, I don't know if he was praying out of gratitude, or he's praying for us, or praying for, I don't know. But this moment, he felt the connection. You know, next slide. This here was really powerful. So we literally gave him that bag that he has to his right or to his left. And he opened the bag and he took the sandwich that was in there. And before he ate it, he started feeding the pigeons with it. Like, I don't know if he knew he had other meals coming. I don't know. But he decided, I'm gonna feed the pigeons. And it kind of reminded me how Jesus said, hey, God will take care of the birds of the air. You know, he'll do that. And so this man who has no home and can't guarantee his next meal is breaking a piece of his meal to feed the birds while he eats. Next picture. Here's an image of my son, and this is what was one of the crazy things. So this guy comes, like Joshua sees him from like a distance, and he just grabs the bag from the table and he runs out to this guy to give it to him. Like he wanted him to have it before he even reached us. And so I saw that and I was just like, wow, this is incredible. But there was something even more fascinating that happened that I was not prepared for. So this is the part we were all together. And then, you know, Shayla's like, you know what? Let's go out from here. Let's just go into the city. So the kids, we both had two coolers and we're rolling. And as we're walking down the street, we're just handing it out to people. And then we arrived to this, I don't know, it was like a green space. And all you saw was just people of home, just a bunch of homeless just gathered around this whole place. And it reminded me like, you know, the lepers being outcast. And so only lepers were there, you know? And so we found a path and we walked right through this path and we just started handing it out. And Josh was handing it out and Kayla's handing it out. And then there was a part where there was a hill and Kayla said, well, can I go give it to him? And I was like, oh, so she goes and she's climbing this hill to make sure that person gets one, you know? And so we're walking back because we have three bags left now. We done fed like everybody over there. And we're walking back and there was a homeless man. He was a veteran. And you know, he was like, hey, you guys got any more gloves? And we was like, oh man, we have no more gloves. We're sorry. And they go, that's okay. And you know, he's just kind of talking with us. And so, you know, he shows us his hands, like, man, my hands is really cold, man. Y'all got any gloves? I'm like, sorry, we don't. And so I said, next time, you know, and so we keep walking. And then, you know, we take about maybe 10 steps. And then Joshua, he stops his daddy. Can I give him my gloves? Now, it was like 30 degrees outside. And you can see the coat he's wearing. It's really cold out there. It was windy. And I'm like, you sure you want to do this? He's like, yeah, I want to do this. So he runs back. He runs back, takes the gloves off his hands and give it to him. But he gave it to the wrong person. And so the guy's like, hey, I thought I could get gloves. And the other homeless guy was like, he took the gloves off and gave it to the right one. And so when I say, when we do this, we're doing this for Christ, we're doing this to him. Like that moment was just, it was so real. Now, Cornerstone does a great job with many community projects. We have so many good things going on. And this one is something where you have an opportunity to touch the people. And I'm not saying that, you know, the shoebox for the kids doesn't reach them. I'm not saying our projects that we do with Steve Gooch doesn't reach them. All those things reach them. This also reaches the people. And so for me, this made me realize this scripture comes to life for me.
So, you know, Kenshin shared with me that he wanted to share the scripture and our experience last Monday for communion. And can I be honest with you, family? What came out of my heart is, what does this have to do with communion? This is more contribution type of message. And then Kenshin says, what do you think about when you take communion? And this is what same question that I want to pose for you guys this morning. You know, and I answered and I was like, you know, I think about, you know, I sit at the chairs and I think about how Jesus forgave my sins. I think about, you know, his sacrifice. I think about because of him, you know, I get to live a new life. I think about all the things that I get. And as, you know, Kenshin, and this is at night we're talking and, you know, he went to sleep and I stayed up. And I was like, the cross was evolved around me. What I get, what I receive. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't want to just, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I knew at that point that there was more to Jesus' life than his death, burial, and resurrection. When he said, remember him, it was remember how he lived. And Jesus was a servant king. He's a servant Messiah. I think about the song, you know, I was telling Ken, I was like, this is so, the last song that we sung about the greatest commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. And that for us was loving our neighbor. And I was like, no, this is a perfect scripture. I apologize for doubting you. This was a perfect scripture because it reminds us of, it reminded me of how Jesus lived. And we could go back to our homes in Decular and our four walls and not and forget that there are people that have physical needs and spiritual needs. There are people in the church. If I'm loving my neighbor as myself, nobody here should feel left out. There are no needs that I should close my heart to or my mind to as I drive back to Decular. So as we take communion, really think about how could we remember Jesus in the life that we live right here in 2020, that we don't shut our eyes, our hearts to the oppressed, to the spiritual needs and the physical needs of those here and those outside the wall.
So in closing, we're going to go ahead and pray for our communion. We're going to be taking it at the tables today. So for those of us who needs assistance, just raise your hands and an usher will make sure that you can receive communion at your seat. Let's pray. Lord in heaven, God, thank you so much. You've given us way more than we need or deserve. But we know, God, that as you sent your son on this earth to live the life that he lived, it would be impossible not to remember him. Thank you so much for his example of sacrifice, his example of love, his example of forgiveness, to be in so many ways, to be so much to so many people, that he was also the champion of the nameless. He was the champion of those without a home. He was not above touching them and being with them and letting them know that he sees them. And Father, we know you saw us when we were in our sin, when we were in our darkest hour. You saw us and you came down and touched us. And so we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for his death, his burial and resurrection, because it made all this possible for us to continue to live his life through our own lives. We thank you so much again for this opportunity to serve and this opportunity to love. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.